Hi, I'm Paddy Hirsch. I'm the supervising editor of The Indicator from Planet Money. And today's Indicator is brought to you by the NPR National Desk, specifically by this gentleman.
Hello, I'm Nate Rott, and I am a reporter on NPR's National Desk. I focus on environmental issues in the West, and today's Indicator is 2 million. That is the drop in the number of Americans that identified as hunters in 2016, compared with 2011. That's according to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service.
So for all you data heads out there, in 2011, there were 13.7 million hunters in the U.S. In 2016, that number had fallen to 11.5 million. That's still a lot of hunters, but it's a 15% drop in just 5 years.
And it actually means it's less than 5% of the American public that hunts today. So today on The Indicator, why people are hunting less in America and why that's a big problem for conservation in this country.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Amazon Web Services. Whether it's searching for life on other planets or helping enterprises reinvent their industries, AWS helps technology scale to meet the challenge. More at awsishow.com/podcast. Support also comes from Airtable, a content calendar, cattle tracker, fabric sourcing system, product roadmap, post-production pipeline. All built with Airtable. Get $50 in credits today by signing up at airtable.com/indicator.
So fewer than 5% of Americans, 16 or older, actually identify as hunters, and that number is falling. Now, a lot of people might say, well, you know, it means less people, you know, hunting defenseless animals. You know,
right. Good riddance is what a lot of people think.
Right, a lot of people think, which, you know, you might, fair enough, if you want to take that point of view. But actually, if you're a conservationist, strangely enough, or perhaps counterintuitively, that's actually a real problem for American conservation and for American wildlife.
For sure. Yeah. I mean, so American wildlife conservation, this is a thing I don't think even a lot of hunters really know. I've certainly found that in my reporting, is that hunting actually pays for a huge percentage of how we do wildlife conservation in this country. Roughly 60% of the funding that state wildlife agencies get around the country comes from sportsmen or sportswomen through license fees. You buy a deer tag to go shoot a deer. You through excise taxes on hunting and angling equipment.
That money is collected by the federal government and distributed to the states. And the states can't spend it any way that they like. They have to spend it on wildlife conservation, which includes buying land, creating and maintaining habitats, and protecting species. But it's not nearly enough, right? The National Wildlife Federation says the current funding for wildlife conservation is less than 5% of what's necessary for the United States. And the burden is falling almost entirely on the states.
So I did a lot of reporting on this in the state of Wisconsin. It's a largely rural state. Hunting is still a pretty strong tradition there comparatively to a lot of places in the country. But there is a huge shortfall there in terms of how much money the state agencies have to pay for wildlife conservation because of this very problem of declining hunting numbers. I talked to Eric Loebner, who is the head of the Wildlife Division for the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. And here's what he says is happening to them right now.
Here with the Wisconsin DNR over the last 4 years, we've had to cut 16 different positions within our program. 99.9% of our funds comes in from hunters and anglers. The issue really is that as the number of hunters declines, that revenue available to do conservation declines.
So what happens if we continue to see this kind of shortfall in the number of hunters?
So if we continue to see this shortfall in the number of hunters, I don't think it's an if we continue to see the shortfall in the number of hunters. I think it's pretty clear. Hunters paying for conservation made a lot of sense when most of the people that are interacting with wildlife in this country
were
hunting, and when there was a lot more of them, right?
Right.
That's a bigger revenue source. Right now, it doesn't work. So, and this is a thing that not just people in the hunting wildlife world know. Mary Jean Houston, she's the director of the Nature Conservancy in Wisconsin, and I talked about this, and here's what she had to say.
Conservationists need to be looking at what is the next step to keep our conservation programs and places strong and healthy. And we do need to look at a variety of sources and different approaches because things change over time. Things need to evolve.
That would be saying, hey, people who want to go out and enjoy the outdoors outside of hunting, you need to pay your share, right? You need to find some way to pay for this. People have talked about, like, what if you said, hey, you don't want to go shoot boom a bird, but you want to go shoot click, mm-hmm. right? Take a photo of a bird. Right. Maybe you ought to have to pay some sort of license fee or some sort of stamp fee or something for that to help support the habitat and the conservation of those birds.
What about having general assignment money, just like the federal government gives a big grant towards conservation?
Congress knows this is an issue, and they've tried to pass legislation to address this. So you have a bill that has been proposed multiple times. It's called Recovering America's Wildlife Act. It would basically take money that already exists from energy development on federal land, so mining, you know, extractive industry type things, right?
Right.
And it would then earmark that money for state wildlife conservation. It has broad bipartisan support. There's versions of it that have existed in the House and the Senate for some time.
But
here we are.
Can't get it through.
Yeah, I mean, everybody knows this is an issue. Everybody knows that we need to fix it.
Right.
None of those things are actually happening. So for state agencies who don't really have the ability to just sit around and sit on their thumbs and wait, right, they're trying to create a solution for themselves. And so what does that look like? Mostly they're going back to the hands that feed them, and they're trying to recruit new hunters. So every state in the country really has basically created a position called R3, recruitment, retention, reactivation. Basically, what that means is they're hiring people to try to go out, recruit new hunters, keep people that have started to hunt involved, keep them doing it, and getting hunters, people that had hunted at one point in their life and then decided, hey, maybe this ain't for me, or I've gotten too busy with work, to go out and try to hunt again.
Right.
So the idea is you boost those numbers back up, and then maybe all of a sudden you have more money in your pocket. In Wisconsin, there's a guy named Keith Warnke. That is his job, to go out, educate people about hunting, teach them how to hunt, teach them all about it, and try to get them into the sport.
We know we're up against a demography wall, a wall of demographics, you might call it, when the number of hunters is going to decline.
I mean, that line is pretty steady in a...
Oh, yeah, that line is really steady, and it's expected and anticipated, and so we know there's going to be a decline in the number of hunters. Demographics is destiny, I think I heard at a talk last night. So it's clear what our destiny is. Hunter numbers are going to go down. So first we have to slow that trend. What we're working to do, and what we are hopefully a little bit successfully doing, is finding ways to mitigate that decline.
The states are trying all sorts of things. They're basically trying to, I know that they're going to college campuses in Wisconsin. That was a thing they do. They're going to University of Wisconsin, Madison. They're trying to talk to young people, say, hey, where do you get your food? Are you interested in this? So I go out with this group of people with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources who are trying to recruit more people into hunting. One of the women brought one of her friends from school at the University of Wisconsin, Madison, who had studied deer. She's getting ready to hunt. So we're sitting up on this hillside looking down at this bowl, and she's like holding her rifle. And I ask her, so like, why are you doing this? You know, here's what she says.
So I'm actually a vegetarian. So studying wildlife ecology, though, I gained a better appreciation of how we're managing wildlife, and hunting is a effective way to do that.
So basically,
wow.
Yeah.
I mean, that makes like so much sense, and yet it is so completely counterintuitive at the same time.
No, I know. She understands that this is how we pay for conservation. She understands that deer numbers in a lot of places, I don't need to tell people this, are
way off the charts.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
So she's like, oh, well, let me be an active participant in this and go hunting. And for people that are like, you know, what are you going to do? Just kill the thing? You can donate meat in almost every state to food shelters or anything like that. So that's what she was going to do. I think she was going to give most of it to friends.
So this young woman, Beth Wojcik is her name, she did actually shoot a deer that day, didn't she?
So she did not shoot anything while I was there. But I get a call from the instructor, the guy who's out there with her, saying, hey, there's somebody I want you to talk to. And he puts me on the phone with her. And she was weeping and crying and describing this deer. She's like, it's beautiful. You know, it's beautiful. And you could, I mean, it was a hard thing for her to do.
Sure.
And I asked her, you know, then, I was like, I mean, do you think this is something you'd do again? And she said she thought so, but she would need a little time to think about it.
This episode of The Indicator from Planet Money was produced by Constanza Gallardo. It is a production of NPR.